In a statement issued by the Islamist Hamas party in the West Bank, five of its members were killed during an Israeli attack on Jenin. The party mourned its men and vowed to take revenge. In the West Bank city of Jenin, Palestinians took to the street in mourning of the men killed, and a general strike was declared for tomorrow in protest. Ali Samoudi is a local journalist in Jenin.
Special Israeli army units disguised in civilian clothes infiltrated into the eastern part of Jenin and besieged a home. During this infiltration, more than 60 armored vehicles invaded the city and several armed clashes in the area ensued.
The Israeli military said it had killed the suspected assailant behind a fatal shooting of two Israeli brothers in the northern West Bank town of Hawara last week that sparked a violent mob of Israeli settlers who attacked Palestinian homes and burned cars and led to a high-level Israeli official calling for the city wiped off the map, which was condemned by the U.S. Tuesday's raid was the latest in a string of deadly arrest operations by the Israeli military in the northern West Bank as violence surges to its highest levels in years. It also comes days after Israeli, Palestinian, Jordanian and Egyptian officials met in the Jordanian Red Sea town of Aqaba under American auspices with an effort to curb further escalation on the ground. Adnan Sabah is a Jenin-based political analyst.
The opposition against the Israeli government can never be silenced but by means of a large-scale escalation. So far, this opposition is leading to widespread protests. Once there is such a large-scale escalation on the ground, the opposition will have no choice but to stand by the rightist fascist government.
Sabah says Israeli army actions in the West Bank could provoke Palestinian resistance in Gaza and lead to a rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. Palestinian armed resistance sources said that the resistance men shot down two Israeli drones that hovered over Jenin during the army invasion. On the Gaza Strip's border lines, Israeli army says it has beefed up its arsenal, including the Iron Dome rocket interception system, in anticipation of a retaliation by armed groups in the Gaza Strip to the Jenin raid. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.